filling in on practice today. We had, I'm sure you saw at the end, we had two different teams on the sidelines. So we basically split the team up into two groups, and we wanted to get the coaches off the field and get right to the details for the players. Marked off penalties, moved for punts, had field goals part of it. So we wanted to get that game-like scenario going right for the guys. We'll do a little bit of that again tomorrow, and we'll work some more of that on Friday. So that's the time that the players' time takes up. I want to hear the communication come from them and not from the coaches. I thought that was a good first session at it where we're just moving the ball and going through the process. There were penalties there. There were field goals there. I thought Matt did a nice job, hit a couple long ones. We're just getting started on that. So all the little competitions we have. We had a big third down emphasis, third and short today. That was the period we did in the middle of the field, right about the 40-yard line. That was a good session for us. So that was for today. Yesterday from transaction, we agreed to terms with Dwight Freeney. He went back to Indy today, and he's going to fly in tomorrow. And then we'll get him start getting him acclimated into the system for, you know, starting really from, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and into next week. So that'll be the plans for that. Other than that, I'll answer any questions you have, and we'll get this thing started. Yes. Sorry, I should have hit that one. Tevin Coleman had a slight roll of his foot yesterday. He's doing fine. He's going to be doing the rehab run today and could have be back in a limited fashion tomorrow or the following day. He had a blister there, too, that compounded it. But he's had a great camp, and I envision him being back in this thing really quick. So nothing more than me using cautionary to get him right back to really being able to go for it.
What plans do you have for Freeney?
On a player onto the team, sure. Yep. For us, the role that we'll see him and that I've explained to him is they're going to be one of our nickel rushers. And so that's the role that we'll feature him and add him as part of the team. And that's what he and I discussed, and that's the area that I'm going to put the most focus on.
What kind of pitch during the spring meeting as far as his role?
Yeah, we've kept up, you know, when we got together, and that relationship grew as we just got a chance to communicate more and more. I think it's important for us to share the vision of what we would like a player to do, and not just for Dwight, but for all the guys here, and how good they can get and how we can play. So I wanted to make sure he was really clear on that as well.
In addition to what he does on the field, can you talk about what he can mean as a mentor to somebody like Vic?
Yeah, that certainly wasn't the case to bring him in to mentor, but what I can tell you this is that anytime a guy's had really good success, there's things to gain from that. And some of that comes from the young player asking those questions too. How can you do that? What might have been a different way to prepare? What does this look mean? So that's the role. We didn't bring him here to coach, we bring him here to rush, but for sure, you know, that's a part of it, being part of the team, like all good teammates. Hey, I saw something happen once today on the field. Why did a certain set look like for an offensive lineman? I told the defensive line, what was the tip that gave it away? We've got to be able to share that information amongst our position and on the team. So that's my expectations for that.
What are a good number of snaps for him that will really affect him?
The good number of snaps, I would think, it's our nickel package. We've got to figure out where that's going to be. Some of that will depend as we get to know each other more. So I don't have a fixed number. I think some games may be more, some games may be less, depending on the style of offense that we play or the amount of two-minute and third downs that we would see in a game. So I don't know if I'm going to ever go in with a fixed number, but I know we want to make sure we get him ready to be at his best and do the things that he does best.
Red zone offense looking more potent today. Were you happy with what you saw?
It was a big emphasis for us today. We had a bunch of work down there, and last night we installed some more of the red zone routes. So some of the work I'm getting out in the red zone are everyday red zone routes, and some were real specific to the coverage that we'll get. But I thought specifically Matt and Jacob Tammy hooked up on a couple of good ones. We've got some tough ones to cover. It was a hard day on the D down in the low red zone especially. We have a good group, and they're close. And so our whole team, we've got a few leaders that the team has elected to help uphold the standard. So it's not just them, but they've got a number of guys with them. How close can this group get? We want to work as hard as possible, and that brotherhood has to be there to know we're going to push each other to the very limit. And they're two really good examples of guys who not only are really good players, but they put the work in. And I think that message for a young player, like, hey, man, to be really good, you've got to work. A lot of them have talent, but then, like, where does the effort come in to develop that skill? And then once you have the skill, how hard, again, you have to work to be a really, really good player. So it's pretty awesome for our team to have these two kind of guys, amongst others, to model that kind of behavior after.
Do you look at it and say, you like to have them at a certain point by this, and you set deadlines, or
Yeah, I don't think you can force the deadline. You're talking about like a communication amongst a group of offensive linemen. It's a great question, and defensive linemen, right. And also there's this communication that has to work going against one another too, and like how hard they can go against one another, but always keeping the guys up and playing. As far as the group goes, it happens in here. It happens off the field. It happens in the locker room, and then that communication carries out. So when you go in the locker room, you hear them talking about the calls, and you hear them talking about football, and you go through the weight room, and hey, on that play, that's when you know the communication is getting really good, because they're taking it, the communication from field to classroom to locker room to back to the dorm. So those are specifically the things I look for to know that they're getting close, because they're communicating a lot off the field.
Coach, anybody in the rookie class is particularly better today than anybody else?
There wasn't anybody from that class that jumped out to me one way or another. He's not a rookie, but I thought, you know, Sims did a nice job at quarterback today on a couple of throws. I'm not calling him a rookie, but he was, you know, a young guy, somewhat to develop. I'm pleased with the draft class in terms of the work ethic they're putting in, so I can't wait to go inside and watch it. Some of the one-on-ones, that's the matchups that we're looking for. Sometimes in the meeting room, we set them up that way. We want to see you against you and go battle for it. So it was good competition across the board today.
One of those rookies, Devin Fuller, had some nice catches. Now that he's healthy, how have you felt about his progress?
He's another guy we're asking to go for it. And we're going to also see what he can do in the return game as a kick returner, as a punt returner. So he does look healthy. He does look fast. And, you know, for us to see where he can get to, it's going to be important in a couple weeks.
How do you plan to measure the success of your team this summer?
Well, first thing we want to see, can we become an attacking team? And that's the line of scrimmage, the attitude. I was pleased to see we had no turnovers today. That's going to be us for us to have and live by the ball. That's got to be the case offensively. Now, conversely, defensively, I don't like that we didn't have them. So in practice, it kind of battles back and forth. But those two things specifically, the way we attack, the way we go after the ball and take care of it, and then thirdly, I want to see these competitions and the roles that some people can establish for themselves. Who's going to be the returner? Who's going to be the guard? Who's going to be, you know, play these specific parts? So there's a lot of competition out there, and those are just a couple of things that I'm going to measure this team in training camp with. Yes. Yes. It is. And I think Ish has a real awareness about the ball. And it also helps, though, by the way, that he's been in the system a whole year now. So he knows his assignment pretty well. And now he has the extra mindfulness to go after the ball. I think Jerome Henderson and the defense coach have done a pretty good job with Ish and some of the other guys to really have the awareness. The ball for us is everything. And it's got to be the defense continuing to train the offense. Hey, every time for, in that case, Hooper, from the catch to plucking it away, how fast could that transition happen? And so it's great learning going back and forth.
That close, that mental part, that, okay, I gave up the catch, but...
Yeah, the play ain't ended. The play is not ended. And I think it can also be, we had a big topic on that last night, as far as the catch going all the way to the ground. That receiver has to demonstrate the catch is going all the way through the ground. So it's the dig for it all the way down to the ground. Because just because he has the catch doesn't mean he's going to end with the catch. Yeah, the development one, it's a great question and one that we're totally committed to. I think sometimes the big guys, you may see, you're exactly right, from 2 to 3, where the line of scrimmage game in the NFL can be different as opposed to maybe being on the outside. But honestly, that part, the work against one another, it's just another example of a guy going for it. I've seen tremendous improvement in Jake. He's somebody that just keeps getting stronger in terms of, you know, like, being able to, the certain rushes that come, the way he can punch, he's off to a good start. But I agree with you, the big fellas, it's individualized still. Some come in and can pick it up right away, and then there's others it takes maybe a year or two, and then all of a sudden they hit their stride and they go.
Thanks, guys.